Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
They gave him a box. Swear to God.
Box?
Yeah. We had a storm here in the Northeast like a few days ago. And there was an Amtrak, problem with Amtrak from New York to Boston. And it got stuck. It had only just left Penn Station. They had no reception, no power. The thing couldn't move them at the unflushable toilets. It was a disaster. Right. 5 hours, over 5 hours, people were stuck. Amtrak's, people had to use the bathrooms. Over within an hour, 2 hours, they were overflowing.
Ugh.
Right? People were having bodily function issues. And what did Amtrak do? They gave them boxes.
What do you mean? The conductors on the train handed out a box?
Go S in a box.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What? God damn!
Is that a joke?
Apparently, conductors on the high-speed Acela kept passengers calm, reporting blah, blah, blah.
The Acela.
It was hot. It was stuffy. The toilets were unflushable.
Oh, God.
There were probably horrific smells, but its passengers never seemed to have lost their humanity. I mean, you consider resorting defecating in a cardboard box as a mark of civilization.
Oh,
I guess I'm just
God.
Happy it wasn't on the floor.
So what'd they do with the box after that? Throw it out the door?
I don't know if they did it.
Can you imagine? They took the box, get it off the train. You don't want the smell or whatever. They're already stuck and sweaty and, you know, in a bad situation. It was a lot of hours, right?
About an hour of the way through this whole thing, they decided to open up all of the doors on the left side of the train to help circulate air because it was starting to get warm, smelly, and stuffy, said a passenger.
God.
Because we were out of power, the toilets were unflushable for the entire 5 hours they were waiting.
That's a lot.
Oh, you're grossing me out right now.
The stewardesses ended up doing was making a porta potty out of a cardboard box.
No more than one customer per box. No way. That was not a line for me to use that box.
And you know what? And you know what they'll say? They'll be like, sorry for the inconvenience. We'd like to give you a free round trip New York to Boston. Yeah, because I'd be getting on that train again.
Exactly.
No, bitch, I'm going to drive.
That's the most useless free thing I ever got if I was stuck that long.
Can you imagine?
No. So the cars got stuck on the tracks and it took that many hours to get to them and to pull them out of there?
That's
horrible.
It was over 5 hours. Yeah, you didn't see this? The news was all over the
place. I remember hearing something about cars getting detached. I don't know if that was the same story as that.
That was a different one. This thing got out of pen and just died.
Oh,
and the people in the hot track.
People.
What took them so long to open doors if you knew you could open doors? You know,
we were on a train once that got stuck like 200 yards from the station platform for what were we stuck for? 45 minutes? It seemed like forever. And it was hot.
Right.
And it was... You know,
we were coming from.
We thought that was horrible, but the toilets worked.
Meeting was that when we came back from Vegas or the meeting?
No, we went to see for meetings.
Right.
I mean, we're 40 minutes max. It was a long time. Normally, you're delayed a few minutes if you are.
And you know what it was, Mike?
And that was long.
You had to hear about. Remember that rich, it was like those rich people talking about their vacationing in the Hamptons and all that other stuff.
We're
on this train. It's hot. We just want to get home. We have to do a show the next morning.
It's like 8:30 at night.
We just want to get home. You're hearing about this rich kid and his parents talking about them vacationing in the Hamptons.
Oh,
you just want
to for him.
Who's going to pick me up? Can he take the Land Rover?
Good
for you.
I just remember I had homicidal thoughts.
Not Gerard the butler again. Don't have him pick me up. It was weird. We were overhearing conversations. We're just like, all right, Dad, I'll be there in a little while. Yeah, did everybody get in yet? Do I have a room to sleep in? And you could tell they're all moving out to their summer houses, whatever it was.
We'll be in Sag Hall.
And it was only 40 minutes. Imagine if we're on there 5 hours. I had the thought, I really got to go, in the 40 minutes, but the toilets worked and I just had to pee. But I can't imagine being hungry and having to use a box. That's pretty horrible.
How do you,
how is that your emergency plan?
Yeah, right. the poor plan.
Your Amtrak.
There's got to be something better than a box. Do you know what I mean?
Isn't there anything else
that's going on that train?
Didn't something happen with the airlines years ago, a few years ago? It was the passenger bill of rights.
After a bunch of them got stuck on runways for like 5 hours at a time.
After 4 hours, it's kidnapping. Something along those lines.
That's a great law.
Like
that would be great.
A bag of peanuts or something or whatever after X amount of hours.
But that's got to isn't that something? Like if you don't let us off, now it's like you're kidnapping me or you're holding me against my will.
I don't know if it was a kidnapping, but there's definitely a time limit. And then the plane has to be deboarded. Because they were keeping people on the planes because they didn't want to rerun them through security. Like, they're out there on the tarmac in the heat with no air conditioning.
Why are you keeping these people on the tracks? There has to be some sort of plan.
Can we get off? Like, can you get off the track, off the plane?
Well, think about that. Now you get off the train because you got to poop. And now you got to go in the woods and the whole train is watching.
Way better than a box. Way better than a box.
Better than a box.
You know what's funny? Is you know I get stage fright, right?
Right.
I can't pee with people around. I bet you I can do number two if I had to easier than if I had to pee.
No. You'd be in the weeds.
Stop looking.
It's the whole train. If I had to go, number two, right? If you have to go, I kind of feel like if I was behind a tree and the whole train was, I can do that easier.
Mm-hmm. Than the pee fright you
get? The stage fright that I get, it's like somebody putting up a gate. Like, there's nothing I can do. I can't run water. If people are staring at me, I don't know.
So when you're in the bathroom, you're in there by yourself completely, like in a public place? Like, you're at the Giants game.
I try to be.
Well, that's different.
I try to be. I'll try to use a stall whenever possible.
Even if you have to pee?
I have no idea why.
Yeah, you're at a Giant game. There's a row of 30 urinals. You'll just go to a stall instead.
Yeah, I just think it's the privacy, and it's maybe... I've tried to think about it a million times, and it's not a size issue or anything like that.
Subconsciously.
No, but it's not.
It's a mental thing.
It's not. And it's not a bragging thing. It's just that's not it.
What is it? I got to know.
I don't know if it's because I always had privacy because in my house, for a lot of the times growing up, like my sister's 12 years older than me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe until I was... By the time I was, I'd say 6 or 7, she moved out when I guess she turned 19. She moved, so maybe I had all that time where it was I had all that privacy. So I need the privacy. I don't know.
You got used to it.
I don't remember it. I don't remember it in high school. Yeah. Like I don't remember
so
that being a case. Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's so weird. It drives me crazy.
Yeah, that's weird.
I feel like it's less now. Like now, when it happens, I'm like, oh, come on, really?
What if you're already there and, okay, what if you're already at the urinal, there's a line of urinals, you're only one in the room, in the bathroom, and you have you're ready to go, and you're about to pee, but then someone comes in and stands in the one next to you.
Once I start going, I can go.
Okay, but if, what if you haven't started, over. You were just about...
Chances are it could be an issue.
Wow.
You're right. You don't have an issue down there.
But I'm going to stand here and just
mind if I
salute the flag.
I'll watch you. That's right. Roger, why don't you stand on the right side of me? How about you both look at me?
Maybe you're the problem. Maybe that guy is the reason. I'll tell you, when I was a kid, when I was like 6, I went to day camp and, you know, get on a bus wearing your little shorts with the zipper pockets, carrying your lunch, you know, get a little orange drink at lunch, make crafts with popsicle sticks, like that kind of camp, take swimming lessons, all that stuff.
Right.
And when we had to take swimming lessons, we had to go in these little, like, lean-to things with, like, you know, a curtain on the front, and the boys would go get undressed and go dress in that one to go swimming. And I always had a thing about, like, even though I had 2 brothers, like, I don't want to, like, I don't know. When I was 6, I was like, I don't want to get naked in front of these boys. Like, what am I doing?
I don't remember. I never had to do that.
But then
that.
In high school, I didn't have that problem. And I didn't have the pee problem. But I was just like, mental thing of, I would like wait till like there was hardly anybody left. Like, poof, and get dressed really quick.
And
like,
I don't know
what it was.
I think I did have that problem in high school because the first time you had to get like naked was during swim. And I swam in 10, and it was in 10th grade. And I was one of 3 sophomores that were in that gym class, and the rest were seniors.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew all of them.
There's a huge difference.
There's a huge, right.
Little boy, grown men.
Right. And I was a late bloomer. I don't know. I mean, I think by 10th grade, I had gone through it. I was.
Did you have no pubes?
I went through puberty. No, I guess by 10th grade, I did.
Yeah.
Right?
I would think so.
Okay. I'm just trying to do the math.
I went to the USF game on Friday and, you know, tailgating and stuff, walking around or whatever. And we were at my friend's tent and you know, you're drinking and stuff. So it's like, I'm going to have to pee at some point. And I was like, oh, man, I have to go walk all the way over there to the porta potty. And my girlfriend had brought she had brought a squatty potty, like, so that girls could squat better and easier if they have to pee, like, you know,
in the quarter, in the porta potty.
Yeah, no, 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 like.
But in the woods or
yeah,
grass
whatever. Right? We're off to the side where we were. Oh. Yeah,
exactly. I got news for you. A squatty potty is not going to work unless you're sitting on a bowl.
Well, see, and that's what I said because I didn't use it. But I'm like, I go, what's the squatty potty going to do? And she's like, so you can sit in better form and it'll be easier to pee. I'm like, I'll just squat. Like, I don't really need that.
Unless you're sitting on the squatty potty.
I didn't use it. I stood on it for a little bit so I could feel taller, but I didn't squat with it or whatever. Can you just lean against something? I don't know. It just looked weird to me. I'm like, why is there a squatty potty here?
I tell you this, without sitting on something, a squatty potty is useless. Unless they're sitting on it. A squatty potty, you have to be sitting on something.
But
the way a squatty potty works is just to elevate your feet.
Yeah.
But that's what I say, wouldn't it help, though, so that you don't pee on your feet and that you're higher up and you're in better position? If I'm leaning against,
then you just
like,
pee, then you're just peeing on the squatty potty. You know, the squatty potty would be where your feet would be.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't use it. I don't know.
Anyway.
JC is on line one. Go ahead, JC.
Hey, guys. JP, I think I have, like, the opposite problem as you. I don't care. I'll go anywhere. When I was little, I distinctly remember in, like daycare, we would have, like, four guys go to the bathroom, like, after recess or whatever, and there's four toilets in there, and we'd see how far each other could stand from the urinal and still pee into the urinal. I mean, we're, like, five or six, but, you know, you're standing with your back almost touching the back wall, peeing into a urinal. So that was a fun game when we were little. And then when I was in college, I had to run around like our campus for a thing. It was the night after we did a lot of drinking. And then the next morning at like 8, halfway through a 3-mile run, I'm like, oh, my stomach's killing me. I got to like Greek Row and I was like, I got to go right now. Booked it behind some bushes and took a dump on Theta Chi's lawn in the middle of like winter break.
Take that, Theta Chi.
Yeah. Tri-lambs for life.
You gotta go.
Take care, JC.
Thanks, JC.
I'm with JC. I can go anywhere. Like, I don't know. That's why your pee fright fascinates me so. Because I could go right now talking to you guys and have no problem whatsoever. You gotta,
oh, really?
You gotta go.
But I think it's fairly common, the stage fright thing.
I don't know. Roger and Brett? Do you guys have stage fright?
No.
If it's a trough, I probably would. Otherwise.
Oh, I've done the trough. Dude, you know,
I haven't seen a I saw a trough again in Dublin.
That's old
when
school
I was
right
just there.
Oh, boy.
I hadn't seen that in.
Was it in a bar bathroom?
Yeah, a couple
Instead
of them
stand-up
had
urinals,
it.
Had one big trough for everybody against the wall?
A couple of them had it.
I'll turn around. I'll go right on the wall.
I went right to the corner. Geez.
Well, the trough is right there. What's the difference?
I went right to the. It wasn't so much a trough. It was basically, you know what it was? It was basically like, you know how they have some urinals or like the waist high urinals?
Yeah.
Right? Not just the one that pops out of the wall, but it's like a floor to a floor to waist urinal kind of thing. It was like one big long one of them.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a trough that was up by your
Not
knees or anything
stuff.
Like that. It was all the way to the floor.
You guys are so weird.
I don't think you guys
should ever have.
Listen, we don't build the bathrooms. What do you mean we're weird?
I think, right. No, you're, how you function is weird because you should never, in my opinion, you should never have stage fright because you can go anywhere. Girls have to have a certain amount. You know, your clothes are designed so that you can pee and keep them completely on still. Like, you have the ability to pee anywhere.
Here's the deal. Like, I can go in front of like my friends, like if we're tailgating, whatever it is, I can go. It's the public bathroom situation. Usually, like, I don't recall ever, like, I can be with guys, girls, anybody I grew up with. If I have to go out and I have to go, I'll go, and I won't even think twice about it. It's the public bathroom.
Is there an over under? Is it just one person in there, or does it have to be a minimum of three?
It could just be one.
Wow.
It could just be one. Like, every once in a while, there'll be. In the bathrooms that we have here at work, we have one urinal and one stall. And most people will see somebody at the urinal, then they'll try to go into the stall. If that's locked, they'll walk out and they'll come back.
Right.
Every once in a while, you get that one putz that's going to sit there and wait and just stare and wait for, like, come on, dude. You have any idea how many rules you're breaking right now? Just get out. Don't you have something else to do?
Hey, quit playing with that thing.
Well, full house. I guess I'll stand here and talk to you.
See, girls
How about
wait.
This rain?
Girls wait, no problem. There'll be a line. like if there's a if there's like a when the lunch thing happened for Thanksgiving, you know what I mean, and everybody's over there and everybody's kind of using the bathroom at the same time, we'll just wait in the bathroom and there's a line, and even though all the stalls are full, it's not, I don't think that's against the rules.
I'll get a little stage fright if it's like no divider and you're in like a concert or a sporting event and it's like one of those little hanging off the wall toilets with no divider,
right,
and you got a line of people behind you,
yeah,
and you really got to go, but yet, okay,
now you're waiting.
I got to make this quick now.
Right.
Okay, this is not working.
And that's kind of basically what you do with just all the time, basically. like that thought process.
Right.
Stops everything up.
Yeah, so there's a long line behind you, and like an event like that, you're like, okay.
I always, like, if I'm at a sporting event, I'll always look for an open stall.
Yeah.
Always.
What if you have to go really, like, what if you really have to go really, really bad, bad, bad?
It depends.
If you wait too long, it can have the reverse effect where it's just sitting there at that moment.
You know, something, there's like, I've gone and had to go and had to go and had to go, but couldn't go, but knew there was a line behind me. So I just, like, did the shake and walked away like I went. And then just looped away. And then just looped around and came back in and went into the store. Yeah.
That's great.
You have a plan. You have an exit strategy.
I am unleashing way too much of myself.
That's a lot of honesty right there. Here's Billy Joel honesty. Chris is on line one. Chris, you got something on this? Go ahead.
Hey guys. Hey, JP.
What's up?
Hey, love your show, guys. Hey,
thank you.
I got a fix for your stage fright, man. Same thing. And when you're standing there at the urinal, just imagine yourself chewing on a piece of tinfoil. Works every time.
Really?
Oh, my God. Why?
That breaks down your mental barrier?
Yes, absolutely.
How did you even come up with that?
You're staring at the chrome in front of you, and I just came up with it one day, staring at the chrome like, God, I got to go. And there's like, I was at a concert or something. There's 20 people behind me. I'm like, chewing on a piece of tinfoil.
Did you ever, as a kid, put tinfoil in your mouth when you had cavities?
I did.
And that's, you know that pain, that zing, that, you remember that, and that helps you, that would not help me pee, that would make me,
I don't know, maybe it just takes the mind off it, but yeah, I did chew on a piece of tinfoil, and
I'm done. Maybe
you should try it. Yeah, I really want you to experiment with this next time.
That's right. Give it a shot when you're home. You never know. Hey, might work.
I've done the, thanks for the call, Chris. I've done the running the water trick, when you know, in the past.
Supposedly loosens things up.
But if you do this next time instead of pretending that you went and then coming back, and try it then. Like, it's like your last ditch effort where you know, you're in that position where you really need to get this over with.
Before you gotta like shake and fake.
Yeah.
It's funny that you like shake and then you
shake and fake.
Like you're going out.
Dude, the minute he's
so great.
Were you watching Bone TV? The minute he said chewing tinfoil, I grabbed my mouth.
Oh.
I grabbed my, because I know, I remember doing that as a kid, and that's awful.
Oh, I never
awful.
Did it because I knew.
Yeah. Oh, awful.
The statue you ate had a better texture than the tinfoil.
there's something that happens when you have cavities, when you have silver in your mouth. And you put and you chew on tinfoil or something like that, it causes some sort of sensitivity reaction that is insane. And I just remember that. And the minute he said that, I just went and grabbed.
No. Hey, it might work. He might be honest. I don't know how he really landed on that. It's really random, but maybe that's a fix. By the way, this just in minutes ago, Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston reached a settlement with that Arizona Uber driver. How about that?
He did that
just
hours ago.
Just popped in. That said minute ago.
Mm.
Yeah, and they're going to have it done in 10 days. Wow. Yeah, it says 0 minutes ago with the Arizona Uber driver. She's asking for $75K. Yeah. Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.